Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Fan.
Programming of The Fan brought to you in part by Quick Trip.
Nine to noon. A boy's born in hot time, Mississippi. John Schmelk is an elite football mind who covers the Giants for Giants.com. Does a really cool show called Big Blue Kickoff at Giants.com. And John joins us now. John, my name is Paul Allen. Welcome to the home for Vikings football, 9 to noon radio at KFAN. How are you?
Paul, it's good to hear from you. Elite football mind. You have me blushing on this end of the phone line here.
Well, I feel weird in that yearly, we at our radio station and our radio show, we see you at the combine doing what I would imagine is Big Blue Kickoff and ancillary work for Giants.com. I'm the one with one eyebrow and three chins interviewing Mike Zimmer. And I always want to get you on the radio, but as you know, those combine shows pack up so quickly, and like we tape interviews with people and stuff like that. And I've seen your stuff at Giants.com, and I've heard you there, and I know you do a really good job. But so I've seen you a million times, and it's great to have you on my show.
Absolutely, and we'll have to hook up this year when the Giants play the Vikings for our radio pregame.
What your 1 year experience of working with head coach Pat Shurmur? I adore Pat, and with pick 6 and 17, he and you guys are in a great spot to do some draft damage. Don't you just love working with Pat?
He's so steady, and I think that's after coming off two tumultuous years before that with the head coach that was here. You know, he really brings a steady hand to everything that he does. He'll talk to you like a real person. He doesn't talk to you like a football coach, and I think that goes a real long way in the building.
Pat's very much, maybe you know this, he's very much into mafia history. So if you hit him with some mob trivia, I swear, John, he'll love you forever.
I didn't know that. I will put that in the back pocket.
Hit him with one today and say Paul Allen from the Cornfields told you to do that and see what happens.
I will, and especially with they actually just had a big thing here in New York where one of the members of the Gambino crime family just got hit, so maybe I'll ask him about that.
John Schmelk, Giants.com, Giants Intel, Giants offseason information for specifically pick 17. First, were you surprised they traded OBJ to Cleveland?
I was. I didn't think a team would come along with a good enough offer, as Dave Gettleman was very careful in how he phrased his response to the questions about Beckham. His constant refrain was, we did not sign him to trade him. Now, as a follow-up, reporters have on numerous occasions tried to get him to say that he would not trade Odell Beckham Jr. He never said those words. So, to me, there was a reason for that, that they're not shopping Odell Beckham Jr. They would have been happy to have him on the roster this year and be a big part of the team and have him help win football games. But if a team showed up with a good enough offer, they were going to make the deal, and the threshold for that was two first-round picks. They got a 1 from Cleveland, a 3 from Cleveland, and I think they consider Peppers, Jabril Peppers, who was a first-round pick 2 years ago and played really well as a sophomore, almost the equivalent of a first-round pick. So I think they met that threshold of two ones. And if you look historically, Paul, you know this, you're not getting much more than that for any non-quarterback position player in the league. So I think the value they got was actually pretty good.
And as John mentioned earlier, the Vikings are at the New York Giants this season, and they indeed will see Jabril Peppers. I watched back the interview you guys did at Giants.com. What do you think of Jabril, and overall, what did the Giants get in Jabril Peppers?
Yeah, you know what? I knew he was a great athlete. I hadn't really interacted with him much. I had done a lot of work on him when he came out in the draft a couple years ago. And I think the way the Browns misused him in his rookie year actually helped him a little bit. And that's kind of what he told me in the interview. He was playing 20, 30 yard deeps off the line of scrimmage in his rookie year, as opposed to Michigan when he was kind of playing more of that like slash linebacker joker type of role. And he said, and he told me that it kind of really helped him understand how to read the offense, figure out what guys are doing, get that bird's eye center field view. And that helped him in his second year when he played outside corner, slot corner, in the box, on the line of scrimmage. He was a blitzer. He played single high free safety deep. And he's so fast. He's not the tackler, or it doesn't have the strength that Landon Collins does around the line of scrimmage, but he's much better change of direction. He's a much faster player than Collins is. And I think it gives him a bigger upside in coverage, which I think is Collins' deficiency in that area is probably one of the reasons the Giants didn't want to pay him the type of money that he got on the open market. And the thing that impressed me the most about Peppers was the mental part of the game. When I was done with the interview that you watched, I asked him about a specific play. I had watched about four or five of his games on coach's tape before I did the interview. And I said, how about this one play, Jabro? And he recalled the play immediately, knew exactly what his responsibility was, where he had to be, and why he did what he did. And I thought for a second-year player, that was pretty impressive.
John Schmelk, Elite Football Mind, covers the Giants for Giants.com. The purpose of this interview is off-season updates on the New York Giants, just to see what they're doing with picks 6 and, I don't know, maybe 17. That's coming up in a moment. Vikings former tight end Rhett Ellison, how's he doing there?
Rhett's a good dude. And, you know, he was an important part of the Giants' offense the second half of the year when they went to more of a two tight end, run heavy, play action on early downs type of offensive attack. And he paired with Evan Ingram very nicely. He's a guy that's going to catch the ball if you throw it to him. He's not going to create a lot of separation as a receiver, you know, whip you down the field. But he's a really good football player, and he'll do everything you ask him to do, especially as a blocker in the run game. So now, I think he's been a really good addition.
You know, we know how the business works, so I'm not expecting if you have elite intel on what the Giants are going to do at 6 or 17, we would not expect you to share the touchdown call. My personal opinion at 6 is that Pat won't take a quarterback. I think he'll go defense. Now, at 17, you know, with OBJ in Cleveland, I know Golden Tate's now in the mix. Do you think in any way receiver makes sense for the Giants at 17?
I honestly don't. I think this is a good late day 2, early day 3 receiver class. I think it's a pretty deep class. You can get a lot of different types of wide receivers.
Yeah.
In this class, depending on the type of player you want. I don't love the players on top of this class in terms of the receivers. I like it deep. I'm with you. If I had to bet, I think 6 is a pass rusher, whichever guy they like the best, whether it's Montez Sweat, Brian Burns, you know, Cleveland Farrell, take your pick. And then, frankly, the Giants' defense needs a ton of help, Paul. I mean, it's a mess right now. It really is. They need corners. They need more pass rushers. They need to improve on defense. So I wouldn't be surprised if they walked away with 2 pass rushers in the first round.
Really?
I would not be shocked.
Yeah.
And I think offensive tackle would also be another option at 17. Oof. If the Cody Fords or Jonah Williams of the world drop to 17. I like the first round class of offensive tackles. I think the Giants could get 2 starters with those picks. I do not believe they will package those picks to move up, which a lot of people have kind of surmised they will to get a quarterback. I don't see that happen.
Yeah, so like at 17, I mean, with Hernandez and now with Zeitler, I mean, they minimal chance they take guard, right?
Yeah. I don't see them going guard there. They have 2 guys that they'll have competed center, Spencer Pulley and John Jalapio, who's coming back last year. So I don't see an interior lineman.
Yeah.
I think you're looking at offensive tackle and pass rusher.
Okay, and this may be a dumb question. You're an Elite Football Mind. I'm here in the cornfield. You're in the concrete jungle. What about center? Like center at 17? I mean, probably not, right?
Garrett Bradbury would be the guy. I mean, he's the best center in the class. If you're going to pick somebody, it's going to be him. But I do not believe the Giants think they have a huge need there.
Yeah.
I think they would look more at offensive tackle or defensive end.
Yeah, guard, center, absolutely no need there. Probably makes sense to go 2 defensive players, right, John?
Yes, and I think corners getting the mix some here too. Because honestly, if you made me guess who the Giants' second starting cornerback is this year next to Janoris Jenkins right now, quite frankly, I don't know the answer to that question. So whether it's in free agency or in the draft, they're going to have to add at least one cornerback. And you know how it goes. You can't have enough. You need three or four good corners. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure the Giants have past one right now.
We have an embarrassment of riches at corner, John.
We do.
With Xavier Rhodes, Trey Waynes, Mackenzie Alexander, Mike Hughes, undrafted Holton Hill. I don't know. Maybe there'll be a sneaky call from the concrete jungle to the cornfields in advance of the draft. And, see what these draft picks look like. Meanwhile, you're definitely squared away in the backfield with Saquon Barkley. Seriously, how great is Saquon Barkley?
He is as close, and no one's perfect, but he is as close to a perfect football player as I've seen since I've been here. From on the field to off the field, the kid does absolutely everything right.
Wow.
He checks every single box. Does he maybe dance a little bit too much sometimes and maybe not hit the hole quite as quickly as you would like? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe he tries to force a big play here or there, sure. But otherwise, he can run with power, he can run with speed, quickness. He checks every box off the field. I'll tell you a great story. So we were doing our video shoots for the scoreboard. You know, they do it with all the players to see, yep. They say stuff to the fans. And they said, they asked Saquon, well, you know, what's your favorite touchdown celebration going to be this year? He goes, I got to tell you, everyone else does celebrations. I don't need to celebrate. I just need to score.
Right.
And that's the type of kid that he is. And frankly, stars like that don't come along that way. And it's been a pleasure to have him in the building.
Fantastic contribution. Thank you very much for the assistance. Enjoy the offseason. And just in closing, I mean, if you had to bet on side of the ball, the Vikings go, the Giants go at 17, you probably would bet defense, right?
Yes, but offensive tackle is a real possibility if they don't do something in free agency the next couple weeks.
Great. All right. All right. Appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Anytime, Paul. Looking forward to seeing you this year.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Goodbye. John Schmelk covers the Giants for Giants.com, does a Giants.com confab called Big Blue Kickoff. And the Snoop session, I think the Snoop session went okay. I like the early part of it better than the latter part of it.
Yeah, you didn't like some of the things he said towards the end.
Right. I mean, I let him down. I buttered him up. I let him down the road. I praised his elite football mind. I was like, you know, hey, defense at six.
Yeah.
Makes sense. He agreed. I, you know, he threw out some names. I happened to think one of them may be Houston's Ed Oliver, but what do I know? Then at 17, he started rhapsodizing and speculating on the potential. He was like, you know, this team needs a lot of help with defense. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if they went defense in round one. Giants pick 17. We pick 18. So, like, seriously, we're going Babe Ruth on this biatch through the first 70% of the interview.
Yeah.
And then he starts talking about offensive line.
Yeah.
And he talks about Cody Ford. Okay, Cody Ford could be a name in play for the Minnesota Vikings. Cody Ford, tackle, Oklahoma, might be able to play guard. Then he mentioned Garrett Bradbury, who was extremely steamy at the combine.
Very steamy.
A lot of intangibles Garrett Bradbury has that are positive.
So strong, so mean.
And he had to mention that name. So then I tried, and I'm like, yeah, but, I mean, pass rushers, defensive line, what about corner? He started talking about corner a little bit and the potential there. From what I understand, there are two corners that might immediately be able to make a giant, pardon the pun, difference for defenses in their rookie year. Just get one at 17.
Yeah, go ahead and get an interior lineman when you have Sam Beal opposite Janoris Jenkins.
Thank you.
How about get rid of Olivier Vernon and just roll with Jake Ceresna?
Yeah, what are you going to do? Play Jabril Peppers at safety and corner?
Yeah, next to Antoine Bethea?
Yeah, no, you're not.
At this stage of his career?
No, you're not. You got Antoine Bethea, you got Peppers, you got Janoris, then you have nothing. And I say nothing because nickel's part of the mix.
Nickel's part of the mix.
Even though Jabril can go hybrid and play a little nickel. So I leave it after the savvy mid-morning Snoop-a-thon, feeling okay. Wasn't necessarily completely secure with some of the offensive line names that were mentioned. Need to stay away from specifically one of those names.
Yes.
And we move on. We move on to Florio from ProFootballTalk.com next.
You're listening to PA.
They're chasing him. They're not going to get him. Waving his arms, bare-chested. Somebody stop
Look
that
out,
man.
Here comes...
On the...
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.